Billings Gazette editor Daryl Ehrlich was raised Methodist, studied religion in college, then attended seminary. But last week he announced in his opinion column that he is now identifying as Muslim and invites you to join him. I spoke with Ehrlich about the impetus and function of his op-ed piece titled, I Am Muslim.
The fact of the matter is, if you want to look for me on weekends, you can find me at a Methodist church. This was not necessarily that I'm converting because of a epiphany, but I am in name and in converting because I believe that it's my duty to stand with people who would be labeled suspicious simply because of where they go to worship. I wouldn't want the same for me. That's one of the things that I enjoy, is that I can go to church without having to be on a registry.
Mm, a privilege that we are all starting to check more and more, these privileges that we have.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
What do you think about the role of journalism now that we are inviting people to understand where we stand when it comes to our viewpoints and reaction to bigotry, hatred, and religious persecution?
I always worry about any time we stand for something other than just going out and reflecting the community and getting the story, because I think that after that, you run the risk of becoming a crusader versus a journalist. I think that we have something like an opinions page, which is, I think, a thoughtful form that we can check and challenge each other and put out information and really have people wrestle with issues. And issues not only on on a national scale. A paper like the Billings Gazette, which serves a local and a regional audience, can really get down and talk about these local and regional issues. And so I think that that's one of the responsibilities we have, is to not necessarily provoke thought in a way that's just saying something very controversial just to get a strong reaction. But I think if we make people think about things and contextualize it, what happens if we all declare we're Muslim? What then? And what does it mean? How does my relationship with you change with that statement? One of the things that was really, really meaningful for me with this particular column is a couple of people said, we took it to our coffee group. That was the best thing you could hear, because they were talking, they used that as something for an exchange. They used it as the catalyst for a better conversation. And that is the perfect definition of what we were trying to do.
An invitation to talk.
Yeah, absolutely.
Daryl Ehrlich is the editor of the Billings Gazette. For YPR News, I'm Bree Ripley.